the road again. Day four, I think, of the eighth grade field trip through the eastern part of the United States. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Spitter Podcast with Bob Moffitt and the young son, Andrew Moffitt, as we make our way through five baseball games in a whole bunch of cities and seeing the sights. Yesterday was Baltimore hosting the Phillies. And how sharp would you say, Andrew, was Zach Wheeler? Would you say bowling ball or pool ball?
Neither. I would say he's just air. He was not there at all.
He was air. Air is definitely not sharp. We had four home runs in the game. Henderson led off, and then from then it went
Henderson, Couser, Rutschman, then Westberg.
How cool is Couser's, not only his name, but the response that the Orioles fans give him? I was shocked for a second. I thought they were booing, but what were they saying?
Well, I thought they were booing. I'm guessing they're saying moo.
Moo. Which is awesome, because no matter where he is in the world, no matter what he does to another team, he will always think that they're cheering for him. We ended up finding another cool hat, which was a black and white dairy cow print with a big moo across the front. So that's our gift for my daughter Maggie and Andrew's sister. So yeah, we had a cool hat. You got a shirt. We did well in the swag department. How was the hot dog?
In my opinion, it's still better than Citi Field, but it's not as good as Fenway's.
Huh. All right, so to me, the taste was exactly the same as Fenway's. The only difference was that it was much bigger. It was a much bigger hot dog. So the value was better, I thought. How was the view? How'd you like the park?
The view was nice. You got a nice view of the harbor if you're in the right place anyway, known as the triple deck. And also, you can see the downtown pretty clearly. And we had a nice air show going on when they had a bunch of old fighter planes and an F-16 fly over the stadium like 20, 30 times.
They actually had to stop the game to allow for the air show, because these pilots were – it's not that far to the harbor if you've been there. And so, yeah, it was Fleet Week. And so the F-16s, the guys are doing stalls, they're doing nosedives, they're doing maneuvers, they're doing barrel rolls, and the noise is just deafening. And so every time they go by, then the batter would step out, and then the crowd would just break into a chant, USA, USA! So there was some patriotic fervor. Besides Wheeler, who gave up, I believe, 8 runs, all of them earned, how did the rest of the Phillies look?
They looked okay, the second that Wheeler gave up the first home run, they were not really in it. There were a lot of strikeouts and groundouts, not a lot of base hits.
And Burns, who started for the Orioles, looked great. He was fantastic. I think he went 6 innings. Yeah. Bryce Harper did not disappoint. He had a couple hits.
He had 2 hits and a walk, and my dad didn't mark the last inning, so I have no clue what happened.
What do you mean?
Oh, he got on an error in the 9th.
Dad didn't mark the last inning. Pshaw. So, anyway, it was a great experience. Hey, City of Baltimore, could you hire some street cleaning crews, please? That would be great, because the town is filthy. It was shockingly dirty. Trash and bottles everywhere. We did see some sights. I think we may have possibly risked personal injury or life and limb by going to wherever the Edgar Allan Poe Museum is. Let's just say the area was poor. But everybody was really nice and friendly. But I told somebody that we had gone to see the Edgar Allan Poe Museum, and the lady just looked at me like I was from outer space. Like, why were you there? I'm like, I don't know, because we wanted to see it. By the way, the Edgar Allan Poe Museum,
It's not a thing.
It is literally an apartment in I'm assuming a low-income housing community and a apparently not doing so well emotionally or mentally lady who has various notices written, handwritten, that are taped to her front window. That's it. So it says that it's a site to see on the tour guide map, but it is, I would just go ahead and skip that unless you have a drone. It turns out that Baltimore is the city of, we made the first memorial, even though all the other memorials in other cities are better known, like the Washington Monument was one and Mount Vernon was the other. Baltimore has two of them, but they're, let's just say they're not what you would expect. Anything else you want to add about the experience? Well, how about the airport and the availability of mass transit from the airport to either Baltimore or Washington, D.C.? Your thoughts?
There is like one way to get there or two. Either you get your rental car back or you go to the Amtrak station and pay like $100 just to go down to Washington.
The Bob Moffat master plan was to take the rental car to the airport and then just take a shuttle back into town. There is no shuttle to the Thurgood Marshall BWI airport.
Yeah.
No shuttles. No mass transit. I think Thurgood Marshall would maybe be a little bit disappointed with the quality of mass transit to and from the airport that bears his name. But the park was great. The hot dog was, we got some cool stuff.
And your opinion.
And we sat with some Philly fans who were awesome. So congratulations to, I don't remember the guy's name, but he had just proposed to his girlfriend, so they were getting married, and we had a great time with the Phillies and the Orioles fans, and we would be happy to go back again. We got a first-time visitor's button. So,
like at every other park, but okay.
So,
if you want to make a big deal out of it.
So next up will be the Nationals and Diamondbacks. We will give you a full report. Let me mention the rental car. The Toyota Corolla, surprisingly agile and responsive. Pretty tickled with the quality of the rental car. You know, it got us where we needed to go, and nobody died. So
almost nothing on the gas tank.
Yeah, it was like 10 gallons. So, all right. I think that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Spitter Podcast. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next time after the Washington Diamondbacks game. Thanks for listening.
Dang it.